Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome all of you to Specialist Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention Line. I want to thank all of you for coming from every denomination and church affiliation, every background, every walk of life. People coming from all over the world to just say that we're coming together as people of God to pray and to praise Him, give Him glory and adoration. My. I want to just tell you, last night we had a great time on the youth prayer line. Thank you, Ambassador Frankfurt. And then the vlog line was just such a great blessing also. Lord, God is in the blessing business. We welcome you, and I come to you humbly as I know how, as a lamb, coming to you as shepherds and shepherdess. God bless all of you so much. Let's go to God in prayer. Prayer changes things. I say in prayer, the years of God and cancer would just get out and go and run. Yeah, prayer, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we do love you, Lord. Good morning to you. We just love you and appreciate you. And thank you for everything that you've done for us. We dare not come to you without asking you, is anything that we've done to offend you, please forgive us. Sins of omission, sins of commission. Forgive us, Lord. Bless this line. Look on every person on the line. Give them great health, great strength. Any sickness on the line, I pray for divine healing. But we know that whenever you walk in the room, Lord, everything is subject to you. It must obey you. The only true and living God, and God, we reverence you. Give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, we're asking you to bless us right now today. Holy Ghost, take over. Look on every person who's on the line. I pray that you give them the heart's desire. God, we came about you. We know too much about you. Don't leave us, Lord. We need you so much. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for how you've been there for us every step of the way. Thank you, Lord. You've been such a the greatest inspiration we've ever had in our life. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, God, for Jesus and for his kindness in my soul. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, God. And we just pray that you peel us off. Thank you. Bless your people, Lord, here, there, and everywhere. You know you can do it all at one time. And we ask you to continue to bless your people. Oh, God, help us to surrender our own will to you, that you might bless all of us. I want to be real in my life, real in my thinking, real in my doing, real in my saying. Whatever you say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, whatever you want me to pray, I'm going to just be led by the Spirit of God. Now, Lord, you go with us and stand by us. And we thank you for everything you're doing, Lord. We just thank you. Thank you for life. We thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for peace in the mind. Thank you for shelter and grayness and food to eat. We just thank you. You've been so good to us. Oh, we praise and we magnify your name. Lord, I ask you to bless every leader, every bishop, every superintendent, all of the pastors, the elders, the bishops, whatever they are, leaders and guiders and teachers your will and your way, that we be willing to follow, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Every load. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you this morning. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost on the line, Lord. Oh, thank you. The Holy Ghost destroys every yoke. That anointing destroys every yoke. And we thank you for it. Bind the devil. We just ask you to cast out every demon. And God, bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Oh, God. God bless all of you. Good morning to you, everybody. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you all awake? Amen.
Quiet.
You have to get up and get some water. Just wake up this morning. And hallelujah. God bless all of you. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. I know you're in the room. Yeah, but let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Come here. Speak to the Lord. Speak again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Let's come on and let's consecrate the line here today with praise. Do you have a praise? I know you praise in Sunday. This is Wednesday now, midweek. You ought to get another praise in mind and just give God the glory. Giving the adoration, giving the praise. When I say praise check, that's the time for you to come in and let us hear you praising God. You know, praising together. The devil doesn't want us to praise him together. You know, trying to put you asleep, trying to make you too tired, trying to make you too sleepy to give God praise. That bothers him. Amen. But why don't you wake up and give the Lord praise? If you alive this morning, that's a praise right there. All right, let's have our praise check. Praise check, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you.
Ambassador Dr. Hagen, and we're here to give the identifications. Yes, we do honor the presence of the Lord today. We do honor Inanna, Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lions and of His Ministry. We do honor her today. We thank God, amen, for Mother to the Nations, Mother Adley Johnson, Ambassador in all and right. We do praise God and honor her. And thank God for healing her body. We give God praise. We thank the Lord, amen, for all of the ambassadors and all of the ambassadors-elect, for all of the bishops, to everybody in your respective place, and to all of our listeners around the world. We give God the praise. We're here broadcasting live our nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio, NPA on Blog Talk Radio. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Vietnam, China, Europe, England, you name it, just literally all over the world, and to God be the glory. We want to thank our Chief International Ambassador for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. And as he said, coming August, God will have allowed us to have broadcast more than 2 years, hallelujah, doing the same thing. every morning and every night, and to God be the glory. And we just want to congratulate our chief for his faithfulness and constancy in doing the work of the Lord. God bless you, sir. Back to you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, T. It's back to you, sir. Can everyone just give God a praise until our chief, until we hear his voice? Everybody, just thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise him, God.
Can y'all hear me now? I lost
the
signal here.
Yes, we hear you now, sir.
God bless you. It's been a great day. Did y'all hear Mother Jennifer pray this morning?
Oh, yes, sir. Awesome prayer.
All right. She did a good prayer. Amen. Thank God.
Thank God for
her. Is Ambassador Smith, are you on the line this morning? If so, I want you to get the praise reports. Are you there? All right, I want to ask for our station identification. Can you hear me, Ambassador Hagan? If so, give us one station identification this morning.
Praise God. God bless you. Yes, Chief. We thank the Lord. We're here. We're broadcasting live on NPA Blog Talk Radio, and we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Japan, Mexico, Pakistan, Malaysia, oh, my Lord, Brazil, Argentina, oh, my Lord, Sweden.
Go ahead.
Glory all over the world. Glory. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. We give God praise. Hallelujah for what he's doing. And that we can be reached simply by calling into the studio, 347-934-0207. And to God be the glory. We want to thank God for our chief who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
God bless all of you on the line. I guess I was on you or something. Maybe you heard me, but I was opening up the praise reports. God has been so good to everybody on this line. And you are thinking his goodness and all he's done for you. Yes, you're able to see. You see, and then you're able to walk. You're able to talk. Oh my God, you're able to hear. Just all these things. If he woke you up this morning, you got to pray for it. Now, you'd be surprised how many people went in last night. You are alive and well, so you can say, Lord, I thank you. And so you can tell the people that he is a healer, he is a savior, he is a raiser. He will fix things for you. You got a praise report. Amen. And I want to hear what your praise report is. Amen. I'm just wondering who on this line will be the first one. See, that's me. I want to tell them the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. You got a praise report. Who's first? Who wants to give you a praise report? First, just step in there and say, that's me. I want to get my report first. The line is open to you. Who has a praise report? You have a God be glory.
Good morning
to you.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860. I'm giving God the praises this morning for another day that I've never seen before. I'm just thanking God this morning because I am rested and well in my right mind. I thank God for the wonderful rest that he provided for me last night. I thank God for my family. Even through the trials and the tribulations, I'm thanking God. I thank God for my family here on the front line. I thank God for you, your wonderful wife, your mother, Dr. Robert Johnson. I just thank God for each and every last one of us. So I'm just happy in my soul this morning because God has been so good to me, and I'm truly thankful about it. God bless you all, and have a wonderful day.
And God bless you. Wonderful, wonderful. And that's what I'm talking about. You've got some praise in this morning. You got a praise report. And when you woke you up this morning, started you on the way. That's one right there. All right, who's next? Who has a praise report? And God has been good to you. I know. Somebody else God's been good to. The line is open to you.
Yes, sir. Yes. Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, calling from Michigan. Thanking and praising the Lord for calling out my son's name last week, Andrew, about a job. And he's been working almost practically every since, every night. I mean, he works Sunday night, but he's been working every night. And so I thank the Lord for that because he don't seem to be able to get hired in and get, you know, they still let him work a few weeks and then let him go. So I'm thanking the Lord that he's working every shift he was paid for on the line. Amen.
All right. Amen. Amen. All right. Beautiful. You'll start another job. That's beautiful. All right. Who else has a praise report?
Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord.
Mother Johnson, God bless you.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, praise God. You know, I work at Meijer. And I definitely haven't been doing that, never did it before, like standing on the scanner and getting stuff right. But the other day, I learned a new thing.
What's that, Mother?
He gave me the wisdom and knowledge enough to know how to change the paper and the cake.
What? Say it again.
Change the paper. You know, when your paper runs out, you have to change it.
And I know you do that, Mother.
I thank you for teaching me. So I just open the thing and raise it up, and I put the paper down in there, and I let it weed came on out just like I had been changing for years. That's the Lord. I thank God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding.
Amen.
And he gave me the wisdom and knowledge enough to know how to change their faith. And they can't.
Yeah.
I don't have nobody say God is a teacher. He will teach you what you want. He wants you to know. And I just thank and praise God for all that he's done and all that he's meant to do. I think I'm leaning in the bed. I said, Lord, you know, I just thank you for allowing me to pay the debt. And I just get you over there. Because when you ask God to do something, he does it for you. And he don't come slack of nothing he does. And I just thank and praise him because, you know, without God, I can't be blessed. And but with him, oh, hallelujah. All things are possible. You know, I just thank praise God for the prayer line. I thank you, praise God for Dr. Johnson. Everybody on the prayer line, I thank you, praise God for you. But I'm telling you today, God is a teacher. There is no other teacher like Jesus Christ. And I give him all glory and all honor and all the praise for my team.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, brother. See, that's what I'm talking about, Lewis, and the small thing that does for you. And she's changing the paper now and knows that the Lord has blessed us to change the paper. Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. Who's next? Somebody else have a praise report of what the Lord did for you. Let's jump right in there. Give your praise report of what God did. He woke you up this morning. Bless you. All right, who's next?
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
This is Father Dixie Prayer, 708 Evangelist. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and everybody on the prayer line. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank the Lord for how he blessed this last night was my service night. How he blesses the goal of the dangerous highway. And every time I go over that, come off the expressway, I just be thankful. I'm thankful going on, but it's so such a blessing to come off after we saw two very major accidents. The fire department was out, and people, if you could tell people were hurt because you could see them moving, transporting the people. And I just prayed for them, and I thank God for things being well with us, that we were in no accident. And I thank God for Mother Johnson's testimony. I thank the Lord for how I had let technology pass me by, but how the Lord blessed me, and I'm learning to use the computer. I know how to go on the Internet, and I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. He blessed me. My daughter bought me a sewing machine, an embroidery machine, so I'm able to embroider things on my cards that I'm making. I just thank the Lord. God is a teacher, and he's a helper, and he's just so many things, and he has done so many things. So much to be thankful for. I don't mean I have a lot of material things, but I thank God for what he is to me. I thank him for delivering me so many times from so many illness, and I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for each of you. I thank the Lord for the prayer line. I just enjoy the prayer line, and I enjoy saints on the prayer line. It's just like my other family. Thank God for you and free my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. All right, then we have another one. Maybe we'll take two more if you want to get in there and give your praise report. Jump in there now. Come off the mute now and let the people hear the praise that you have for the Lord. Who's next? You have a praise report.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
God, as we are praying every single day. God bless y'all. It is a wonderful.
so much. Dr. Marcy Mack, Shauna Gray. God bless you so much. All right, who's next? Let's take another praise report. And if you got one, I know you do. But who wants to give your praise report? Then we're going to go to the all-night prayer schedule. Amen. Anybody else have a praise report? Jump in there right now.
This is Sister Lucio. I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on the prayer line this morning. And I just want to say I really enjoyed the youth prayer line on last night. The teaching on no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I say that every morning before I leave and go out the door to walk, to go catch the bus to go to work in the morning. So I truly thank the Lord for this prayer line and how I'm learning from the saints, and I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in their prayers.
Well, beautiful, Sister Lucille. That's the way to do it. Give the praise about what the Lord is doing for you. Good. All right. Thank God for all of you. I want to know that schedule for tonight. We have the all-night prayer beginning at 9 o'clock. Amen. 9 o'clock. And I want to see if we can get that schedule read tonight. This morning, rather. Let's see if we have any opening for anybody. All right. On your left there, Hagen, can you read that for us if you have it? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do we have it this morning?
Praise God. Yes, sir. One moment. I'm just going to shift from the studio to the office.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me just a moment, if you don't mind, please, sir.
Tonight at 9 o'clock, we're having an all-night prayer, and God has done so many miracles on this line. Doing this all-night prayer, God can fix things for you. If you got time for him, he's got time to fix it for you. Amen. You know, you want to let him know that he's important to you, right? Being some people who make everything else important. But they don't really let God in the spirit realm that he's important to them. And so if you've got the faith, God's got the power, you got the time, God's got the miracle. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you want to be a part of the all-night prayer tonight. Amen. I know you got to work, but you got to remember who gave you strength to work. I know you got a job, but you got to remember who gave you that job. I know you have to get your sleep. Do you know that if he didn't give you peace in your mind, you couldn't sleep? So get your priorities straight. Amen. And all things give him first preference. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Anyway, I want to get this scripture. You have it yet?
Well, yes, sir. I have it. But I'm in between station change, and so it's blocking it from coming up. Yes, sir. But
right.
I do have it.
All right, well, I'll come back to you. And maybe we'll get a few prayer requests, and then we'll get this at the end. All right?
That's the word.
Who wants to speak for prayer? That's just up here today.
Before you this day, O God, that you forgive our sins, iniquity, and transgressions in Jesus' name. Look on us right now, Lord God. Forgive our sins and sinners in your mighty name. Let us, O God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give us a song in our heart, Lord, and a praise on our lips. There is peace in our feet, Lord Jesus. Come to praise your name. We come to bless your name. We pray right now, O God, as we petition heaven for Amber and her mother in Jesus' name. Lord, we just want to bind the enemy. We want to bring him and cast him out. We curse, O God, hallelujah. Get the root of this cancer in Jesus' name. We curse the root. We curse the report in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that you say, let there be light, life forevermore in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, scripture that we speak early in the morning, late in the evening, and late at night time. We thank you, oh God, and we thank you right now because we're not going to believe this report that she only have a year. Lord, you can add on to it. You can add on to it. You can add on to it. You can give the increase, oh God. You give an abundance. Give them a breakthrough right now in Jesus' name. And thank you. Let them be overcomers in your mighty name. In with Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ambassador Lake Wilson, I would commend you if you just invite them to the prayer line. This is the time now for God to step in and move so they can see who God really, really is. He can want to prove himself mighty to the people of God. When the doctor give up, hallelujah, God steps in and blesses and heals. So you invite them to the prayer line. Praise God. If the doctor has given them a year to live, let them spend that year in prayer. Praise God. God will give the increase. Thank you, Chief Ambassador. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. If I spend that year in prayer and in praise, I wouldn't be surprised if the Lord didn't like his attire. The prophet back with the Lord in the 15 more years. But you can praise. Some of them said that they can praise their way to remember. And that praise will get it. Amen. Praise their way to miracle. God bless all of you and thank you for the prayer. All right, give us another prayer request. Let's get some prayer for you. Who else has a prayer request?
Ambassador Elect Mother Deacon, I want to request prayer for my friend's daughter. Her name is Willette McWillis. And her mother told me she's just in pain all the time. I don't know what her condition is, but she's in pain all during the day. So I'm going to request prayer for her. And when I was giving my praise report, I didn't tell you all that my niece, Charlene Brown, that I had requested prayer for, she had an addiction, and God is blessed. I got the report that she's living clean every day, and she's got her job, and I thank God for that.
All right, beautiful Mother Libby. All right, thank God. Anybody you want us to pray for that situation too, Mother Libby? Yes,
sir, that she continues. And God continue to keep us clean.
My. Give us a name again.
Charlene Brown.
Charlene Brown.
And Willette McWillis.
And Willette. All right. Who wants to take that prayer request?
Oh, and also, I'm going to add on my son, Kenneth. I'm looking for a miracle for him. He has quite a few conditions. But I'm looking for a miracle for my son, Kenneth.
I'm going to look for a miracle with you. Lean godly. Okay, that's for Darlene Willette. Oh, thank you, God. Who would like to talk to God about that situation? And ask God to heal. Continue to keep them clean and keep that young lady clean and bring healing and give a miracle for Kenneth and doing that. All right, who wants to take that prayer with us? All right. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you for Darlene and for Willette and for Kenneth. I know you as a miracle worker. Every time we've asked you to work miracles, I want to thank you for hearing the prayer. I'm reminded of that classic example when you worked a miracle for Elijah, God, that Ahab king, that wicked king, took the challenge and said, his God is more powerful. Oh, my God, he called him all day long. He didn't see fire down to on the altar to cook that sacrifice. But when Elijah called on you, they had poured water all around the altar and everything else. You set fire so strongly that it not only consumed the sacrifice, but all the water in the ditch around it. It completely dried up all the water.
God to prove yourself that day miraculously that you are alive and you're well. And God, I'm asking you to prove yourself here now for these precious people. This prayer question place is for you. You know all the names. I'm asking you to give a bona fide miracle. Something that not only the doctors concur with, but people around them who know what's going on and visibly see that you have given a miracle. God, do it in the name of Jesus. And that's what I know to be true. That you said, if I ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father would be glorified. I'm asking you to perform this miracle, these miracles for these precious people. And I'm thanking you in advance because I believe. I can't doubt you. I know too much about you. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. And for the glory of God, I give you the glory. Thank God. Amen and amen. All right. I need, about three more prayer requests, and then we'll get our lineup for tonight. All right. Who else has a prayer request? Anybody?
Hey, this is the Master Isaac Johnson. Go 325. I have an unspoken request, please.
All right. God bless you. Unspoken. Anybody else with the unspoken request? We'll bring them together.
Brother Wilson, unspoken.
All right, Brother Wilson. God bless you. All right, God bless you.
Who's still unspoken?
Lucy, all right. Who will pray for these unspoken prayer requests? Praise God for you. I guess nobody wants to talk to the Lord because that's what prayer is. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for every person making unspoken words. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And I'm asking you to look and see every one of these unspoken prayer requests. Some people have their back against the wall. God, they need your help. We need your help. Yeah, send it. I long to do this blessing. Make prayer request, God. Solve them. Let them know that before they can get from the house to the gate, you can turn around and give true victory in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to do so, Lord, this morning, and let that work out for their good. In the name of Jesus, I pray, let it work out for their good. Thank God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. All right, we'll take another prayer request before we go to the lineup for tonight. Go ahead. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Madonna 314. I have one prayer on my son, friend Chris. He's going to have a test for his heart. I'm asking God to heal him. And also, I want to ask the Lord to guide me and bless me and my family.
All right, it's Renata, and that's your son, Chris, right?
Well, my friend, Chris.
Your friend, Chris, okay. All right, we'll take that prayer request. I wonder what is going on, the saints and God. Who will take that prayer request?
I couldn't understand what she said, Chief Ambassador. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Say it again, Sister Renata.
My friend, Chris, he's been having heart problems. I want God to heal him, and I want to ask the Lord to bless me and my family and just to guide me.
All right.
Amen. God bless you. And we also extend the invitation to you to stand into Chris. Bring him to the prayer line. Praise God. All the people you're requesting prayer for, if you just feel at liberty, if there's any way possible, they're not in ICU or CCU and unable to speak, please bring them to the prayer line where they can see this prayer firsthand. Praise God. Good to know that somebody is praying for you, but it's even better to know when somebody is praying with you. So we just thank Sister Renata, prayer line. Father, we bless you.
your name right now. We thank you for Sister Renata in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord God, that you even look on her. Relieve the burden, the stress, oh God, the anxiety in your mighty name. Give her victory over sin and death in your mighty name, oh God. Give her victory, oh God, over the habits and the issues in life that carries and bring you down and pull you down and bring on depression and regression and that hinders your progress in the Lord. Give her, oh God, a higher height and a deeper depth in you and in your word in Jesus' name. Bless her, oh God, for even petitioning heaven for someone else's behalf, her son and her family and herself, oh God. And Lord, we ask that you would look on Prince wherever he is, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Go, God, let salvation, let it chase them down in Jesus' name. And turn them around, oh God. Place his feet on solid ground in your mighty name, we pray. Help them to be a good steward, oh God, in your word. Help them to live a righteous life, Lord Jesus.